Okay. I can see you've never used this before. Okay. So, yeah? All right. Din Orchim v'Halakas Aniris. Okay. So, Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa is like the Bible when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos. We quote it frequently. So, the first topic is about if somebody is in the house, but they're going away for a Shabbos. Isha Hamadlika Neiros Shabbos B'cheder Ochel. Woman lights the candles where they're going to be eating, right? The dining room. Motziya v'halakasa gamez b'nei habayis ha'kavuim she'enem nimtzuim b'shabbazu. So that's yotzei. If a kid goes away to a friend for Shabbos, so they are yotzei with the mommy's lighting at home. V'im b'nei habayis ha'ela she'enem nimtzuim b'shabbazu ochlim b'mokum she'madlikim bo nero Shabbos. They're eating in a place where there's going to be Shabbos candles. Gam yesh or b'cheder she'bohim lanim. And there's also light in the room where they're sleeping. They're entirely exempt themselves from lighting their own candles when they're a guest. Ach, im heim ochlim olonim b'levad, or they're going to be eating by themselves, or they're going to be sleeping by themselves. I don't know, they're away. They're on a business trip or something like that. I don't know, whatever it is. They ain't sham kolor. There's no light there. Harehim chayovim b'halakas neiros b'bracha. So they're going away. Then they're by themselves. They would have a chiyuv to make to light with a bracha. Omnon, vade she'im kiyim chashash kol shehu al deleika, right, if there's going to be, God forbid, a fire, and you're concerned that's b'hasharas neiros dolkim below hashkocha, by leaving them unattended, mutav shel yadliku neiros b'chadarim elu mitzvah yachshu lehem, right, so you don't do it then, if it's going to be again. So what we do, so we'll see, you would turn on a light with the bracha, and you are yotzei with that, as we spoke about last week, right? Mm-hmm. Willow calls that it does not matter the type of incandescent bulb. Sorry, that was last week. We were learning, wasn't not incandescent, is the other one, is the LED. The, not the LED, the fluorescent, right? That's what, so on those also. Actually, I got the Shiloh this week, last week, Friday. Someone called me. They want to know about Hanukkah, what to do if they're going out, and then what to do about, like they were going to drive to whoever they were staying. And the wife was going to be, I think, maybe even staying over at wherever they were. And then they were going to be walking back to their house. So are you going to be back in time for... This is, no, the candles aren't going to be... The Shabbos candles are going to be gone by the time that we get home. You're not going to get enough from it. So in that case, you would turn a light on in the hallway or in a room, whatever it is. Make the bracha on that. That satisfies the Shabbos aspect of it. What about Hanukkah? What's the din by Hanukkah? So you light Hanukkah in your house.
You don't need to see it.
That's right. You just walk out. Yeah. I remember once got a ride home from a professor in Queens College, and he literally had, I think there was 2 minutes he had between like getting home and how he had to teach his class. I remember he was giving me a ride. He stopped, kept the motor running, ran upstairs, lit, and was back in the car in 30 seconds. Then he went off to go teach. Wow. Okay. The next one. Ben Obasa Garim Bih. Dormitory. So what's the din of a boarder, right? So if you have a bachrim hagarim be paniya pnimai, right? Right? Or the bonos hare mechkevan shizel mokum megurehem hakavua. That's where they live. They're not at home. They're out. Chayvim heim b'halakas neiros Shabbos. Then they have to light the dinam k'mishpacha achas gedola. It's like one large, hopefully happy family. They're all together. Alkein yadlik echad mehem neiros b'cheder ha'ocha. So one of them in the dorm, in the yeshiva seminary, should light. The kulam yotzim al yidei chova, and everyone's yotzim with that. It's no difference if you have one family. So
supposedly I'm just saying, when I was in Israel, none of us lit. I assume one of the.
What do you mean? Where were you?
In yeshiva, no one.
Oh, yeah. So, someone there was someone.
Yeah, someone normally there's like a designated guy or something.
Designated? I don't think so.
Yeah.
So one of the.
I'm sure it was taken care of. Sure. Yeah. Ve'ulam hagam shemadlikim neiros becheder ochel. Right. Besides, they are going to be lighting in the dining room. Tzarech shehei neir dolik b'chol hachadorim shemishtamshim behem. We saw the last one because one of the reasons is shalom bayis. Shalom bayis means peace in the home. It also means you don't trip over things in the home. So any room that you're going into on Shabbos should be well lit, right? Lifcho is tzarich lepachos. I'm sorry. Tzarich shihei haor the prosdor meir letocha chadorim. So the hallway light. In other words, let's say you're not gonna have lights in your room. You have a light in the hallway, so then you can open up and do that. Betov shel yivarchu al hadlaka zu. It's better that they should not make a bracha on that. That says the Shmir Shabbos says in Perek Mem Hey. What about a married couple? So a zug nosui, right? A married couple, hamitzarech etzel hahorim o etzel mishpacha acheres. So they're going to be either going to their parents, they're going to the in-laws, or they're going to another couple for Shabbos. This is ma'aseh b'chol yom. Every people always go away for Shabbos. So what's the din? And in regards to lighting nothing. Did we talk about number of candles? No, I think we discussed it once. I think in the Shabbos morning, where we talked about the number of candles. So normally the minhag, for those who do light more than two candles, right? I think we said it from the Baal HaTanya, he's Medayik. The Mishnah says, V'hiliku es haner, that you only have to light one candle. Hiliku es haner is one candle. We light two, Shama V'zochar, but some have the minhag of adding on, you know, for every child. Right, they'll do that. Some light more because of the Seres HaDibros. Some light just let's light many candles lechatchila, regardless of the number of children they have. You know, Rabbi Simon said he told his wife when they were dating, "We're not adding any candles. Two candles. That's it. We're not doing any more." Oh, we did speak about this more. Now I'm reminding. We did speak about this. Maybe making a hecker, designating the two special candles. I was using thicker. If using candles, use thicker ones. If using candlesticks or something to make them recognizable, you could add more. There's a whole Mordechai about if adding is really decreasing. In other words, if you're only supposed to have two, so if I add five, do I really lose out on that mile of having the two in there? So Mordechai and Rosh Hashanah is not a problem. Okay, but I think now that I'm talking it over, I think we did discuss this one on the Shabbos morning Chaburas. Okay, so here we go. Mishabo im ishto lebeis ahorim. So he and his wife go to the parents, the in-laws. Haminag hu shaha isha madlika nero Shabbos bebracha becheda ha'ochel shel beis ahorim. So she lights with the bracha. But I'm not sure what's coming. The minhag is usually women do not light the same number of candles they light at home. That's what we got onto this, because they usually will just light two candles. I think there might be some different minhagim, but I believe what I've just seen, I'm not necessarily in, people light just the two, which is the basic minhag. And then the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Samach Gimel, Bezo Gimel Bali Batim Oichlim B'Mokam Echad. So you have a Shabbaton, you have families are getting together for a meal, you have a Simcha, you have a lot of families, they're renting out a whatever, they're in a hotel, they're in a hall, what it is. Yesh Omrim Shekol Echad Mevorech Al Menor Shalo. Right? Some say each one makes their own and makes a brach on that. Ve'yesh Megam Gim B'Dover. You know what Megam Gim is in modern Hebrew? To stutter. It's to stutter, right? There's a bumper sticker that says "Korim li Nachman v'ani megam game." They call me Nachman and I stutter, right? Rabbi Nachman, Nachman me'uman, because you stutter because you can't get it out. Okay. It's a joke, but yeah, whatever. There's a whole bumper sticker song for all the different interesting bumper stickers in Israel. So megam game, some stutter means they're the hesitant. They're not so quickly to say, "Okay, go ahead, everyone should like their own." V'nachon says the Halaga of Yosef Karo, it's correctly zar b'sofik brachos v'lo yivarech ele echad. Only one of them should make a bracha. So you'd have the following psak for Sephardia. She would be the first one to go. Let's say you have like one of these lighting stations. She would be the first one to go and make the bracha, because she's not the first one there. She can no longer light with a bracha. So I remember in camp, there was one woman couple that she used to go 15 minutes for everyone else. She'd go to make Kapper Ryan, she'd make the bracha. Okay, because now here's the Ramah. The Ramah says, no, Aval Anu, but us, and us, we've been the Ashkenaz, a Nog in Cain. Therefore, you could make brachos even if there's one already lit there. Now, it's always important to point out when doing these things, there has to be by the table. You know, if you have, and sometimes these hotels, they put lighting stations, and they're 2 miles away from where you're actually eating.
You talking Shabbos or Hanukkah?
Shabbos, yeah, Hanukkah we're done with. Not yet, it's the fifth day of Hanukkah, but you know. Remind me, Deanna, I got to tell you a little story about the Lubavitcher Rebbe in the fifth night of Hanukkah. This is like, I should have said over by Shalosh Shudas, but okay, you gotta, don't let me get away without sharing this little story. But so, oh, the Hanukkah is we're just talking about that question I was asked on Friday. However, for Shabbos, so Ashkenazis can light their own with a bracha, but they have to get hanaf from it, right? And the Mishnah Berurah says out in Sifkat and Ches, Dechoma shemit yosei ora, anything that adds additional light, yesh ba shalom bayis v'simcha yaseira. It adds more shalom bayis, again, not tripping over things, and it's more simcha, it's more nice, it's illuminated, it's therefore, v'hanas ora v'chol zvi zovis v'zovis. It spreads light throughout the room. So that's fine. That's why, because he's bothered. The Chafetz Chaim is bothered. You have seven candles all lit in there. So the little, you know what, you're going to add more? You really added more because you added it. Now, maybe it's a bracha levatala. He says, no, it's more simcha, it's more shalom bias. But again, one should be careful not to light in it very far away from what actually eat, because they have to get hana from it, or else it's a bracha levatala.
So how do we get hana today from that, in the practical sense?
Okay, so
our rooms are lit already.
So you could use look up something on the bencher. You could walk over to the candles and use it to.
But you're saying here that even if it's adding a little bit.
Yeah, but still, it's better to try to do something. If you don't, you're still fine, but it's still better to do something just to...
I told you, like, I know if you can turn the light off. And
right, right. And yeah. Yeah. Okay. Back in the Shemir Shabbos Gehilchasa. Hotels.
When you're, everybody's sleeping and sleeping and eating in the same, it's like, house.
Yeah.
And that gets more complicated when... You're walking over, and you're not sleeping at their house.
Right. So if you're walking over, let's point out the hana has to be done after tzeisa kochavim. So that would be as follows. Now on a winter time, it's not so bad.
Yeah, it's not so bad.
It's not so bad because tzeisa kochavim, I'm guessing, I think it was like 4:20 or something like that. Uh-huh. So even if you know you're davening, by the time you get home, so then the wife stays there and gets hana, and then she goes to the other house. It doesn't matter now. The problem would be is if they left the house, he goes to mincha, she goes to wherever they're eating.
So you're not there after.
No, yes, and that's a problem. But unless it's burning when you get home, if you have like a 4-hour candle, then you get it on the back end. However, if you have a 2-hour candle, whatever it is, and you're going to be out of the house for 2 hours, you don't get that's a problem.
It has to be where you're sleeping.
If you're eating out and sleeping at home, you light in your home.
And it's not a safety issue.
You're assuming it's not a safety issue
when you go out.
Yeah, if it's a safety issue, I would tell you don't light at all and just you make a bracha on the electric light.
So I'm saying if you're leaving the house for 2-3 hours.
Okay, some people find leaving it unattended. I don't know. I think it's a person. I don't know. I don't think it's a real. You never know. I mean, but like Ruba the Ruba, there's not really a problem. But this guy, when I asked him, what he says, no, the candle's not going to be burning when I get back on Friday. Mm-hmm. So I said, you should just turn a regular light on it and use that.
I had this issue with Pesach.
Yeah.
When you go out for the Seder.
Right.
And you're not going to come back for a while.
You're not coming back before Chatzos. Your candles are long gone.
So then they told me to use your tech candles.
That's true. You can use that as well. Those will last. Nah. I remember I was. If you don't have a sensitivity to those things, you wouldn't chop. We were at a Pesach program, and they had like one night of Chol HaMoed was like a wine tasting night or something like that. So they wanted to create a certain ambiance in the dining room.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't use tea lights; they used Yahrzeit candles. So they didn't know. They what did they think? They saw these little candles. They had no idea. So I went over. They're very polite. They didn't mean to do anything. No, but like I said, you know, really, there's certain connotations people have when they see these candles. It's not really the mood you're going for on the wine tasting night there. The thing. So, oh, thank you, Rabbi Jaffe. Thank you. We'll take care of it. I'm so sorry. But it was totally harmless. They're wonderful people. They weren't doing this lahachis. They just didn't understand. And why should they? They don't know what Yahrzeit means. They, you know. Oh, they got a lot of Yiddish phrases over the years.
Right on there, memorial candle.
I don't know. They just saw the Jewish star. They thought, I don't know. But they know the caterers. They push it. They know these things. That we're making a tish, so they're like, we're trying to explain. We're going to have a Friday night tish. Like, oh, you want to shut up? We're setting up like a Shalom Zachar. I said, right. We're setting up like a Shalom Zachar. They knew exactly what I was talking about. Okay, back to the story. So, what if you're in a hotel? Here it goes. Shmir Shabbos Memhei Tes V'chein Dinim Shabali Batim Hanimseim Bebeis. Have ro'a, a rest home, right? Oh, b'malon chidoyim, they're in a hotel. V'heim u'neshehim, they and their wives are there. V'ochlim b'cheder ha'ochel ha'meshutaf, they're in a common eating room. Ha'minahu shekol isha tadlik neiros b'bracha b'cheder ha'ochel. Each woman lights in the dining room where they're eating. It should prefer to be at their table, if they're led, because that's really more direct. V'tadlik es ha'neiros b'kiruv makam shashulchanam ha'ochel shalahem, close to the tables where they're eating. But again, not in the opposite corner, so far away, it's not proper. The lo tadlik osam bepina hamiruches mimakom achilosam. You shouldn't eat in this distant corner away from where you're actually eating. Because
so I was just away this year.
Yeah.
For the first time in many years. But let's look at this. I went away Sukkot. So it wasn't in a corner. It was on a big table right in front of the conference room that they used for tefillah. But we had a walk through another, down the ramp, and into the sukkah. So what do you do?
What do you do at home? You light in the sukkah or you don't light the candles in the sukkah?
At home,
yeah.
I had a special wine bar with the leichter on top of it in our dining room.
Yeah.
In Papa's home, it's a little bit angled. Yeah. So we set it up so there's a mirrored wall.
Right.
And from the kiddush, I can bounce off of the mirror to see the candles.
Ooh, it's hot.
In the L shape.
Why stop there? Set up a telescope. You can go in Israel.
In Israel, what I've seen.
But I'm saying, you don't light in the sukkah in your home. On sukkah, so you don't light in the sukkah.
I don't know too many people who light in the sukkah.
Did anybody hear?
I saw a woman that was. I don't remember where it is. She came into our sukkah and we lived in the apartments and would light in the sukkah.
Yeah.
I
tried to. My wife won't let me.
Right. And you don't see that very often. It does happen, but not that often. Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
We're
in our house.
The sukkah, that's what I'm saying. It was sukkah. So
yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't last, usually.
What do you mean? Oh, I mean, because the wind? Yeah. Okay, that's true also.
But it's a tea light. You only want it for 2 hours anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Noticing squirrels were coming in, we thought they might bump it over
or
something.
Yeah, okay. So, they obviously wouldn't.
So it's not a corner, but it's definitely not near the sukkah where you're eating. So
okay.
The sukkah, I think, is
better to light where you're eating, he says. V'mikol mokom mikevon shiyesh l'chol mishpocha cheder miyuchad. Everyone has their own private rooms. Gamim ein mishamesh el l'shein bilvad. All they do is they sleep. They're not eating in the room. Tov ha'isha achas tadlik b'neiros Shabbos b'cheder ha'ocha b'vracha. It's better for one person to do it in the room. V'hacheros al tadlikeno b'vracha kol achas b'cheder shalah. Everyone lights in their own room. So that's better. It says if you're having a lot of people there, they have one person lighting in there. And that way, that's much more of a direct light. And that's 20 families all lighting in one place. So you have one family light in there. Okay. And then have 19 light in the rooms. Says the Shulchan Aruch in again Reish Samach Gimel Vav, Bochrim. Rabbi Kama used the word Bochrim a lot. So one of the boys asked him, Rabbi, what does that mean, Bochrim? He said it means hamsters. If you know Rabbi Kama, it's a good one. Okay, Bochrim haholchim lilmod chutz lebeisam. Bochrim are going to learn out of their way. Tzrichim lehalik near Shabbos bechadarim levarich alav. So they're away. They should light with the bracha where they're learning. Mishnah Berurah speaks out. Only when they're sleeping. Even if they are in another room. So this is exactly what you're talking about the squirrels and stuff like that. There's a real concern. If there's a real concern where you're going to be lighting, you should light in the dining room. You have in mind the light in your room as well, right? Which we talked about. Sfardios for them. Tevrachena al halakas haor shebechadran, right? On the electric light. Vecheder ha'oicha yochlos lahalik below bracha. They light there again without a bracha. That's the pesach. Elaim kein hein hayichidus shemalikos. Unless they're the only ones lighting there. That's the pesach for the Sfardim. Sha'at tevrachenu rak vecheder ha'oicha. The naki should only make the bracha in the dining room. Gam Ashkenazos reshoyis lahanug b'derech zu. And Ashkenazos can also do this as well. And this is what one should try to do. We spoke about this last time, so there's no point in chazering, but to turn on a light with the bracha, and quickly, without a hefsek, to go and then light the candle in the other room, or in the dining room, or wherever it is. Sometimes it's not feasible, sometimes it's a real walk to get from your room to where the lighting area is. But, okay. Last issue is Zug Shem Bebeso. Ach Ochel Eitzel Mishpacha Achera. So eating out. Misha Boim Ishto Lebeso Horim. Okay, it's very common. You know, I think by the Chassidim, if I'm not right, they eat out every Su'udah Shana Rishona. think Ramecha was telling me that. I'm not positive, so I want to go.
They do a lot of not eating at home.
What?
They do a lot of
not eating at home. I think it's like an Indian. Like they, but, let me go back and forth. There's a rotating base, but I don't think they spend Shabbos. Okay, so Im La'achir Hasuda Chosum Levesam, Lishon Sham, they're going home to sleep. Odiv Shetadlik Bebesa, Bevrocha, Lifnei, Tseisa, Bebesa. It's better she should light with a bracha at home, right? Before she leaves. Im Omnam Ozeves Es Habesa Achri Plaga Mincha. That they'll still be lit when they come back. That's the point. You have to be able to get them up. Now, the question is though, what if you don't feel comfortable doing that? Im choshishim l'sakana, if you're scared, there's going to be a danger. Hashraza neiros bebayis shebo yishenim yadliku chashmal lichvod Shabbos. You should turn on an electric light for covered Shabbos. V'nihigu kefi shebe'anim legabe base milon malon in a hotel. Which is the same thing would apply to a house as well. You just right there, and then that's the so that would be the thing. But these are some of the common. I can't think. This is probably one of the most common types of shilas that come up. Just, it's very frequently. Every Shabbos is once a week, and people know we're eating out. What do I do for lighting and stuff like that? But Baruch Hashem, I think we covered the basis this morning. Is there any questions specific halacha l'maisa? Any questions?
On a school Shabbaton, would you just be okay with your parents
lighting
at home?
Correct. That was the first source we did. Yeah. Your Yotze with that. People there will light, because there's somebody should light in the place where they are for that, but you do not need to light. You're just away for Shabbos. It's a, where do they go? What school, what Shabbatons do you go on?
So TBC, the first Shabbos of the year, every Shabbos is like a welcome back Shabbaton.
Yeah.
This year was at Kaylee.
Camp Kaylee?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then,
how do they do? Do they do grade wide, or do they do like the whole school? It's like a 9th grade Shabbaton, a 10th grade Shabbaton.
They do that also.
They do that also.
Right.
Is that by Rebbe's house? How does that work?
I know the freshmen